You're listening to SBS News.
200 years ago, the icy waters around Antarctica made the remote landmass all but inaccessible. In 1820, intrepid explorers set out in wooden boats to discover the mysterious continent. Clive Gray is the chief executive of Blythe Tall Ship, which set out to recreate one of those early expeditions. He says those early adventurers took a tremendous risk.
When they sailed around Cape Horn, they sailed further and further south. Nobody'd been down there. All there were was on the charts was ice. That was it. So they went actually off the charts.
And once the world knew it existed, travellers from around the globe began to make their way to Antarctica and to make land grabs. By the 1950s, seven countries had made competing claims for territory: Argentina, Australia, Chile, France, New Zealand, Norway, and the UK. So in 1959, the Antarctic Treaty was drawn up. The agreement meant the frozen continent could only be used for peaceful purposes, and that nations would cooperate on scientific investigation. Initially, 12 countries signed the treaty, but now there are more than 50 members. 30 nations have set up 82 research stations on Antarctica. Klaus Dobbs is Professor of Geopolitics at Royal Holloway University.
Science has always been a proxy for geopolitics. Nothing's changed. So countries, for example, went to great lengths to put their Antarctic stations all over Antarctica and to raise national flags to say, we're here, we're busy, this is ours. Climate change is going to continue to place pressures on the Antarctic. It also means that countries like China are going to become increasingly dominant in demanding a voice about how Antarctica is governed. After all, cities like Shanghai will bear the brunt.
As well as climate change, increased tourism and pressure on fish stocks means Antarctica faces more challenges, and so there is more scope for nations to clash over its use. Jane Rumble, the head of polar regions at the British Foreign and Commonwealth Office, says science will keep the peace.
The reason we study it so hard is because the water that is going to melt from Antarctica will arrive around the coast of the UK. We're not complacent or naive that the treaty is the best thing ever, but the evidence shows that most states feel that they're better off cooperating within the treaty to understand Antarctica and have a say in how it's governed than trying to go alone.
Australia claims the largest land area of the Antarctic. Alan Lee, SBS News.